Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagheward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenya, off the Dawenya-Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Put your hands together.
Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, yes, everything, for everything is possible. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word. Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? So put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, will everything, yes, everything is possible with God.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. And do you believe that nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God? Are you sure you believe it?
Yes.
If you believe it, then expect that God is going to meet your need this week.
Hallelujah.
Expect that next week by this time,
oh, yes,
you have a testimony to tell.
Hallelujah.
Some things in your life that you have given up,
amen,
believe,
amen,
that it is possible. It is possible.
It is possible.
It is possible.
Yes, Lord.
Medical, financial,
it is possible.
Marital,
it is possible.
Social,
it is possible.
Whatever it is,
yes,
believe God that next week by this time,
it is possible.
At least you will see that it has started.
Hallelujah.
Or it has been done.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout your loudest amen.
Amen.
And shout your loudest, it is possible.
It is possible.
As you take your seat in the name of Jesus, I think it is possible. We have to say it's our word. Amen. Are you happy to be in church today? Are you sure you're happy to be in church today? Are you sure your mind is not on any other thing apart from church? Let your mind be here and you'll be blessed. Amen. Today I'm going to talk about forceful evangelistic ministry. Forceful evangelistic Christianity, if you like. Forceful evangelistic Christianity. What is making us even talk about this is because of what we read last week in Luke 16, 27 to 29. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, thou wilt send him to my father's house. So this is the rich man telling Abraham concerning Lazarus. First of all, he wanted Lazarus to come and give him water. As he was still dead and in hell, he said, thought that he had that power in hell. So he said, please, if you not send him to bring me water, then now send him to my father's house. Send him to my father's house. Then he goes on and said that, for I have five brothers. For I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. lest they also come here. Now, you can see that from what the rich man is saying, you can see that the rich man is trying to let them know that the way the people on earth are talking, it's very likely that my brothers will come here with me. It's very likely. It's like he said, why is it that they couldn't tell me when I was alive about this thing that I've come to help? You know, many times when we read it, we see it other way, but this is also something you should ask yourself. Why is it that now in hell, what has happened to him in hell? That now, he's saying that the thing that I didn't want to do, I wanted to send people to go there. He was saying it with a passion. So what this rich man did and said actually is what brought to my mind that we need to talk about this forceful evangelistic Christianity. In other words, if we don't use a certain kind of force, spiritual and righteous force, to get people to Christianity, they will not come. They will not come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They will not come the way we are making it. Do you get it? You brought somebody to church. Maybe one of his brothers came with you to church on Sunday. Then when he left, you didn't do anything about him. You didn't call him. You didn't visit him. You didn't ask anybody who knows him in the area to go to him and talk to him. Between then and now, the friends of the world who heard that they came to church, who heard that they gave their life to God, maybe some of them saw it on Facebook, maybe one of their friends saw it and took a shot and sent it to them. And look at this guy. Charlie, this guy went to church, oh. And the guy gave his life to Christ, oh. So all the friends have seen it and they have come to mock him. And they have come to tell him things to draw him back to the world. From Sunday till Saturday, you didn't do anything about them. So the man can see that these people who have been given the word to tell my brother, if you don't do something about it, I'm sure my brothers will come and meet me here. I am sure. Because the people, they don't know. They heard about Resurrection Sunday. They heard about hell. They heard about heaven. But they don't believe it. They don't believe it as I believe it now here in hell. They don't believe it. That is why when they called once and the phone said that the mobile number you have called is switched off, they stopped. Whereas they know that because of network issues, this time you call four times before you get a person. They call once and they stop. Say, I called, the mobile was off. The man was there. He really knew that that's what was going to happen. He knew that's what was going to happen. He knew that if the people bring their people to church and nobody puts pressure on them, they will not go and bring them again. They will not. He knew that they will complain and say that this small Christianity we came to do too. Every day this, every day that, every day this. Even our workplace where they don't ask for data like this. He knows that they will say it. And they have been saying it. So he said that, look, the way these people are going about the thing on earth, if you don't send someone here to go and tell my brother, because my brothers, I know they are hard people. I know they are hardcore. They wouldn't easily give their life to Christ. So please. So you see, this is a message to us. To stop this type of thing that we are doing, evangelizing and bringing people to church. You get it? This type of calling once a while and, you know, no. We have to be forceful. We have to be forceful. We don't have to take it easy. And if anybody tells you that Nyamesum said by force, tell you that it's not even force. It's not even force. What is more than force? Because you see, Bible says for some men, you should snatch.
Yes.
From fire, you should snatch. Do you get it? But instead of snatching, we have become so relaxed and so accommodating and so understanding. Somebody is going to hell, he's going to burn, he's going to die, and you're understanding. You understand the person, oh, it's okay, it's not by force. If the hey, if you like, go and tell this to this rich man in hell, or if God brought him back, and go and tell him that, he'll probably be going around closing down churches.
So we are not forceful. We are not forceful in our evangelism. In our Easter Sunday message, we celebrate it. We have become people who like celebrations. We wear white to celebrate it. But when it comes to acting it, we are not forceful. We are so cool. But it's not going to work like that. It is not going to work like that. And everybody should listen to it. See, look, the man was in hell. This man, he didn't want to do anything with God. He didn't want to do anything with God. Now in hell, he's turned into an evangelist. And he doesn't even trust that people he left us here with their pastors. He wasn't even sure that we could do it. So he said, no, send Lazarus. When Lazarus spoke to him, he didn't hear. Do you get it? In other words, send someone who has experienced this thing. Because the people, they sing it, they preach it, but they don't believe it. They don't believe their rewards in heaven. They don't believe it. They don't believe what you said, that old men die and young men die. They don't believe it. As you were preaching, they were planning next year's trip, next 2 years trip. They were planning their 40th wedding anniversary. They were planning their 30th wedding anniversary. They are planning their 10th wedding anniversary. They don't believe it. They need to experience it.
Yeah.
How many of you want to experience it? Yeah. I heard a story of someone who went to heaven. And then his pastor was preaching that he should come. And he was bored. Very, very bored. And Jesus said, well, I can't do anything about it. The man's prayers are so powerful. Hey. But I realized, yeah, I come back to earth. Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. This is it not the same thing Jesus told them when he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes, and you shall be witnesses unto me at the resurrection. So he wants us to go and preach the word and witness, and not just witness. He said, teaching them, in other words, witnessing goes with follow up. Just witness and bring the person to church is not enough. After you bring the person to church, now you now have to work. That is also another fight. Another fight. To establish the person, to teach the person, to let the person become fruitful, that your fruits will abide. Fruitful. That is also another part of the Great Commission. So you cannot just go and bring them and leave them after church. You don't think about them again. And when you think about them, you think about them in terms of data, not in terms of love, not in terms of I want you to be saved, I want you to one day become somebody who also brings somebody to Christ. So that thing is not in your heart.
Preach.
That thing is not in your heart. But we need to be forceful. You need to be forceful. Matthew 11:12. Look, I look at my life and I wonder if I had not myself seen the people I was working with born again, and I went myself to say, can you lead me to say the sinner's prayer? I wonder who else could have led me to Christ. Honestly. Because they were not forceful. And apart from before, they were not even attractive. I mean, the people who were coming to witness to me, when I look at them, their lives were so boring. I mean, the person said, come unto me and I'll give you life. And I look at your face, there's no life on your face. I mean, I'll give you life and give it more abundant. Look at what is the life you are talking about. About you. There's no life about you. There's no life. So what life are you talking about? You hear me what I'm saying? Okay. So I'm not sure. So the way we are, and I'm telling you, it's worse than 1987.
Wow.
Yes, it's worse now than then. It's worse than now then. So what will make them born again? And what will make them stay? And some of them, they don't born again, or they come to church because you force them to come to church. That's one thing you did, which is good. But it didn't make them born again. Matthew 11, 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered what? Violence. And the violent take it what?
Force.
By force. By force. It means that when I see this young man and I go to campus to talk to him and he's trying to be like, oh, I don't want to come. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come. I don't want to do this. I must be able to look beyond this and say, I don't want to come. I don't want to, and have pity on him and take him by force. Bring him by force. And you get to see the excuses that this man can give to you. Violent, take it by force. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So students, those on campus who are trying to be somewhere, they need God. Oh, they need God. You guys, you have something they don't have. Take them by force. Amen. So why must we do forceful? Look, unbelievers are taking people by force. Oh. The force can be with money, can be with influence. Now, why must we be forceful? One may ask. Why must we be forceful? We must be forceful because weak, non-impactful evangelism will not work on this generation. Weak, non-impactful evangelism will not work on this generation. Listen, this generation, the things they are seeing, the things they are exposed to, the places they are going to, it is not this 2x2. Yes, the word of God is powerful. It's true. The word of God will, whoever you are, the word convicts you. You can't stand it. Do you get it? But I'm also telling you that was the case. God would have just said we should go and do an akazo. The things that this generation have seen. Some of the guys sitting here, right after here, they will go and put on their phone and look at pornography. Look at things. Big woman with big bottles, some with small bottles, some with big pens, some with this. And the ladies too. You have no idea.
Yeah.
The things they are doing. The things they are doing, the places they are going to. Even though they are in church. The things they do outside of church.
Hey.
In-house evangelism must be done. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So we need to know that the people in the world are different. And we cannot go with this our 2x4 messages without force, without conviction, without your own testimony.
That's right. Yeah.
Without also telling them that, look what you are doing, I've been there before. I've been there before. So these ladies, you are here, you're also nice, beautiful, God has blessed you. The young people are there. Instead of you to go to them and tell them what you are doing, we have done some before. You have done some, but it didn't take us anywhere. You are shy to do it. You see, but we are in the times and days that it's not easy. Look at people who came to church last week. Where do you think they are today? Something else has come for them. 2 Timothy 3:1, New Living Translation. You should know this, Timothy. You should know this. That in the last days, there will be very difficult times. Very difficult times. You should know this. Very difficult times. Know that in the last days, it will be difficult for all these people. It will be difficult. Tough times will come. It will be difficult times. When you know you can make it, you can get money from here, but because of Christ, no job is coming. It will be difficult. Hey. For people will love only themselves and their money. And you say, you're going to bring this person to church. You don't think this person will leave his money and come to church? They love themselves. So somebody like that, you think you go and say that, for God's will, like, well, come to church, and then you leave him. You don't call him, Sunday, the bus is coming here. Go and join the bus and come. Oh, no. You will tell that, you will even tell that I'm standing at the back of the door. You go and say, you don't see anybody. You have to be forceful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to be forceful. That's why you see that they are still serving the Lord, and we are still serving the Lord. When the current comes, we force ourselves to stay. So we need what? Forceful evangelistic ministry. And that's why you need to tell somebody that, look, young men die, old men die. That's why you need to tell somebody, I knew somebody who was just like your age. And you are not lying. Even if you didn't know the person, you saw the person at the cemetery. That she was 26. Gone too soon. That's why you have to tell them. So in the last days, this is what will happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For people will love themselves. They will be boastful and proud. They'll be boastful and proud. Can you imagine? You are just going to bring this boastful guy and proud guy to church. When he even comes, you guys know this is what church people, they shout, the pastor shouts too much. What is this? Are you know what I'm saying? Yes. You have to be forceful. That's why your pastor leader is not leaving you. He's always at your doorstep. He's calling you to church. Because he knows. So this is what is happening. We are living in a difficult world. Difficult world. Things are not the same and simple and easy. In fact, it's wild. Me, I was listening to some documentary. A man was being interviewed. And as the man was being interviewed, he was talking about his wife, his wedding. So I thought, oh. And he said that he's very ugly. And he's got a very nice girl. And so he has made his life calm and everything. So, oh, that's beautiful. This girl must be very nice. A nice girl has very good spirit and everything. Only for me to hear around the distance that the girl he has gone to marry and has done wedding and invited friends is an artificial intelligent AI. The wife is AI, artificial intelligent girl. The AI is called Miku. Even mentioned this, I told Miku, no, no, Miku is artificial intelligent. When he goes out and he comes, Miku will welcome him. Miku say, oh, welcome. What would you take? What would you eat? I say, hey, Miku, it's going to cause trouble. Because the people are alive, they will never say welcome. They will never say, what will you eat? They will say that the food is there. Can you go and eat it in the microwave? I mean, but Miku, he said, Miku, come and kiss him. Miku have been programmed to say all the right things. Programmed. To say all the right things. Miku doesn't have feeling. It is not expressive. Like she could speak. Oh, my husband. This. Then one day came, Miku couldn't talk. Now that Miku's company have folded up. So no. Miku's company has folded up, so there was no internet connection. So they've taken the woman away. But I always said, well, as well as your wife is dead anyway. One day you can come when your wife is dead. But even the wife is at home, you don't even feel that there's a wife at home. Oh. What mercy. Some of the wives are at home, you don't even know that they are at home.
Yeah.
When you come home, you are like a stranger in your own house. People have changed. The world has changed. So, beloved, these young men who have come, we are not going to take this type of lightness to win them for Christ. When you know somebody in church who is not coming, don't take it for granted. Look for the person. Because the next time you hear, one pastor was sharing his testimony. He said that his roommate, he was there and he had a dream. God took him, he had a vision. Then in the vision he saw that the Lord took him to hell. Then he saw that his roommate that he was with was in hell. Yeah, he was in hell. So he was surprised. So when he came back from there, this he called his mother. That I had this strange dream that my roommate was in hell. Then mother told him, oh, he had an accident just last night. He had an accident just last night and died. And the guy was surprised. The guy was surprised. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So, beloved, for us to be forceful, don't look at somebody's face and say, I mean, let's leave him for a while. You don't know what is going to happen. Do you get it? And I'm saying this also for those of you who brought people to church last week and you didn't bring them this week. You don't even know where they are. You are not forceful. This is a sign that you are not forceful enough. And you are thinking only of yourself. You are thinking only of yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you do this, God will also bless you.
Amen.
That thing is impossible. When God sees that you are doing some things for him, what he likes, when you are pleasing God, God will also bless you.
Amen. Yes.
Blessings will chase you.
Amen.
Blessings will overtake you.
Amen.
You will not even ask and you will get.
Oh, yes.
By the time you realize what you are thinking about has come to pass.
Amen.
By the time you realize that what is in your dreams have come to pass.
Amen.
Because God will know. God will see from your heart. Because all things are His. Then when He sees that you are doing that which His heart likes most, then you please God so much that God will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is interested in your blessings, just in case you don't know. One of the greatest blessings is heaven. That's why even now He has still brought you to church. Because He's interested in your blessing. He doesn't want you to go to hell. He's interested in your eternity. That's why up to now, somebody is still coming to you. They will bring you to church. You won't come back. Then they will come for you again. Then you won't come. That one day, if you are burning in hell, and it's eternal, you will know whether it's too much to sit in church for 3 hours or not. That's when you know. You will become an evangelist. Somebody who didn't want to hear about Jesus. Now he said, can you send somebody to go to my brothers? But the way it is, I think they will come and meet me here. So please, it's important. We have to be forceful. You have to be forceful. Some of the people, you have to even scream on them. You have to shout at them. You have to force them. You have to wake them up to work. And they should feel that one day they will sit in heaven and say, yeah, I thank God that they made me a shepherd in this church. I thank God in this church when they went, they were not closing. And I missed all my matches. I couldn't watch all the series. I miss all the series. I thank God because today the series mean nothing to me. What I'm seeing is I'm walking on the street of gold. I thank God. I thank God. You know, people have left this church. They say, oh, now we are at peace. Do you know why they are saying that? I go to church, I go home, 2 o'clock, I'm home, I've eaten my lunch, I'm watching TV, me and my family are going to kebab joints. Or we are going for ice cream, go and eat ice cream, we come, we're okay. So now we have peace. Hey, is that what you call peace? You are no more being pressurized to do the work of God. Hey! I mean, when I hear someone talk like that, I become afraid. Honestly.
Yeah.
I become afraid that now you are free. Now we are over 50. No, 50 years, we have to relax. We have to relax. We have to... Okay. By 60, you know, you see how old you become. Because you say you are old.
Yeah.
So you receive your old age. Yeah. Receive your old age. Last Friday I saw a man. When they said the man was 75. I said, what a blessing. The man looked at 45.
Wow.
And his last born was the one getting married.
Wow.
I said, what? I said, no, this cannot be true. When the boy was coming, the man himself went on the floor with the guy dancing as on to. 75-year-old man with his wife.
Wow.
And I said, why wouldn't he look young? Why wouldn't he be young? Why not? Because he's with young people. But you, small boy, small girl, you are sitting in church. Even dance by Hyundai because of a small girl around in the church. Small girl you are proposed to. Who maybe will bounce you even after.
Tell
he may not even end up marrying you.
They are preaching.
That one guy, you don't want to dance in church. Yeah. And the man was a pastor. Do you see? So please, God will bless you.
Amen.
God will bless you.
Amen.
God will bless all of you Bacenta leaders.
Amen.
God will bless all of you choristers.
Amen.
God will bless all of you ashes.
Amen.
All of you dancing stars.
Amen.
All of you film stars. All of you pastors. God will bless you.
Amen.
God will bless you.
Receive it.
Don't stop doing the work.
It won't stop.
And don't stop being forceful. Some of you, when they see you, they run away. They say, they go and hide. Don't worry. One day, it will be a testimony. That today, you see me, is this man who came for me. I used to run away when he comes. But today, I'm born again. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And if you are the one who has been running away, change from today.
Amen.
Amen. From now, be forceful.
Amen.
Be forceful. You have to overcome certain things to remain forceful. So that the seed you get will remain in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
And let's take our seats.
You are in the congregation. This is not your first time of coming. But deep down in your heart, you are not sure. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Or you want to rededicate your life to Christ. So you want me to pray for you to rededicate your life to Christ and to be born again. Every eye closed, those in the congregation. You want to say, Pastor, please, I've been to church before. I've been coming for some time. This is my second time of coming or third time. But deep down in my heart, I am not too sure of this heaven and hell where I will spend eternity. I'm not too sure. And I want you to pray for me so that I'll be sure that if I should die now, I'll go to heaven. Oh, Pastor, I am born again, but there are things in my life that want me to rededicate my life to Christ. So, Pastor, pray for me. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. If you want to give your life to Christ, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you want to be sure that if you die, you go to heaven. With every eye closed and every head bowed in the congregation, if you are seated, lift up your hand and let me pray for you. Yes, lift it up high, brother. Lift it up high. Lift it up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If your hand is up, wherever you are, kindly stand to your feet. Ushers, help them to stand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I saw a hand here. God bless you. Put your hands together for them as they come. Come to my left here. Put your hands together for them. 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 Come on to Jesus. Let him have his way. One more room. One more room. Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Have his way in your life.
Let him have his way.
For all of you here and those in the congregation, I wanted to say this with me. Mean it in your heart, believe it, and believe that whatever you are saying, it will come to pass in Jesus' name. Say with me, those of you in the congregation, you can also join. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
He came
to die
for my sins.
For my sins.
And in Christ Jesus, my sins will be washed away.
Will be washed away.
In Christ Jesus,
my sins
are forgiven.
Right now,
dear Lord Jesus,
I confess
that I am a sinner,
and I ask you
to wash me.
Have mercy on me and wash me
with your blood
of all my sins.
Please Jesus,
from today
I say
with my mouth
that Jesus
is Lord
and from today
I know in my heart
you are mine
and I am yours
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Beautiful. We are going to take communion together. All those in the congregation, you can join. Stand to your feet. Communion is a very, very spiritual thing. It's a mystery and a very spiritual thing. Jesus Christ, the night in which he was betrayed, this is one of the last things that he did when he ate supper with them and gave them this instruction to eat his body and drink his blood. And we know that as we do this, we are partaking in the nature of God. Today, as we take this communion, every blessing in this communion, every blessing in this body will come to you. Every blessing, blessings of healing, financial blessings, blessings of deliverance from evil.
Amen.
Blessings of the covering of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Will be your portion.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that is a blessing in the blood and in the body will be your portion.
Amen.
It will never be that somebody will hear that, oh, he was here last night, he complained of headache and he's gone. Shall never be.
No.
Because every sickness in your body is being healed.
Amen.
As you partake of this table, you will never hear that he traveled to go home, but he didn't arrive because he had an accident. It shall never be. Because your going out and your coming in shall be blessed,
yes,
and be protected by the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
No witch, no wizard, no weapon of the enemy that is fighting against you will prosper.
Amen.
Because the blood of Jesus is covering you.
Amen.
All over.
Amen.
Nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Because of the blood of Jesus. We, yes, believe, Lord, in the blood.
Yes.
When he took it and he prayed over it, he didn't say, "This is like my body." He said, "This is my body."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And by faith, when we pray over it, we are also going to receive it as his body and receive the blessings thereof. And then the blood, he said, "This is my blood. This is my blood."
Yes.
So eating the body of Jesus, we are drinking the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Father, we believe. We believe, and therefore we do. We believe that as we take of this table, the bread and the wine,
yes,
we are actually taking your body and your blood.
Amen.
And as we take it, we believe that every blessing in this body and the blood will come to us.
Amen.
We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We,
yes,
thank you for provision.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For your body that was broken for us, that we'll have life and have it more abundantly. We thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
His body.
His body.
Thank you for the blood.
Yes.
That was shed for us on the cross of Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel.
Hallelujah.
May this blood not only cover us and protect us, but may it also intercede for us.
Amen.
Everywhere we are, whatever we are doing, may this blood speak for us.
Amen.
When armed robbers are planning to attack us, may this blood speak for us.
Yes, Lord.
When people are contriving and planning to sack us from our jobs, may this speak for us.
Amen.
When they are failing me in my exam, may this speak for me.
Amen.
May the blood of Jesus speak better things for my life.
Yes, Lord.
Speak for me.
Speak for
and
us.
May it drown every other voice.
Amen.
That is speaking.
Amen.
Against me.
Amen.
May the voice of the blood speak healing, speak deliverance.
Amen.
Speak miracles.
Amen.
Speak breakthroughs.
Amen.
Speak unusual blessings.
Yes, Lord.
Into my life and our,
amen,
lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May it heal every hidden sickness in our body.
Amen.
May it heal it. May it disappear from our lives. But I realize we cannot feel anything again.
Yes, Lord.
Because of this healing of the blood. We thank you. We thank you. Anything that the enemy has taken from us, Lord, may this bring a restoration.
Amen.
May it be restored sevenfold blessings.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you and we give you praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. The blood.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abeg Dawenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abeg Dawenya. God bless you.